washable chalk.
Can we take color?
Sure, take whatever you want.
Participants mulled over pastel-colored rivets of sidewalk chalk, then went off in teams to draw body outlines around the Capitol building. Joy First is one of the coordinators of the event, sponsored by the group Madison Pledge of Resistance.
It's a symbol, kind of a concrete way to show the suffering of the war. You know, look at, you walk all the way around the square and it's covered with chalk outlines of bodies. It's a very visual reminder of what's going on in the war.
Another activist, Bonnie Block, hopes that the outlines make people think of the cost of war on both Americans and Iraqis and inspire them to press their elected officials to end the conflict.
Dissent is the highest form of patriotism, and we are dissenting from this war because it's illegal and immoral, and it's making us less safe rather than more safe, because I think what the war is doing is creating more terrorists.
While one person lay on the ground and another drew chalk around their body, another pair handed out leaflets or read a brief obituary for the soldier whose symbolic outline was being scrawled on the pavement.
Nicole M. Fry, age 19, of Lena, Wisconsin, was killed in Iraq on February 16, 2004.
To date, more than 3,580 U.S. soldiers have died in Iraq since March 2003. President Bush has resisted calls for timetables and troop withdrawals, saying stability and democracy take time to establish. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.
She named her kitten Angelica because she loved angels.